8:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The closure of Interstate 70 is having ripple effects around the state, especially in once quiet vacation towns where the detour route runs through. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
The main street of Steamboat Springs is lined with shops and restaurants, a draw for the town's many tourists. But Main Street is also Highway 40, where traffic from I-70 is being diverted. Ann Darnay is visiting Steamboat from Minnetonka, Minnesota, and she's staying right on Main Street. She says the traffic is definitely a drawback.
When we're out on our patio, most of the time we can't even talk because these big trucks make so darn much noise.
Still, Darnay says she's happy she's staying on Main Street. Otherwise, she'd have to drive through the seemingly endless line of cars. Officials say I-70 will be closed for weeks while being repaired. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
Denver once had a booming Chinatown. Asian American and Pacific Islanders in the metro area want that history to be more widely known. The Colorado Asian Pacific United organization is hosting an event this weekend to commemorate the Chinatown, which used to be in what is now Denver's Lodo neighborhood. Gil Asakawa is a member of the organization.
It was a cultural hub. It was one of the bigger Chinatowns in the American West at the time. So, we want to celebrate that.
Denver's Chinatown was destroyed following an anti-Chinese riot in 1880. It was the first race riot in the city's history. Some music venues will soon require concertgoers to prove their COVID vaccination status or provide a negative COVID test. The Boulder Theater and the Fox Theater in Boulder and the Aggie Theater in Fort Collins are all owned by Z2 Entertainment, which is starting the new policy this weekend. Unvaccinated attendees with a negative test are encouraged but not required to wear masks. Those who cannot or will not comply with the new policy can get their tickets refunded. It's hot and hazy along the Front Range again today. This is CPR News.